Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. It's great to see everybody here, and we're excited about what God's doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like this is going to be a little different tonight. Who knows? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Lily, I wanted to tell you something. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you bringing your two friends to church. Was it a week or two ago? They were so sweet. They were back there just praying and seeking God in their own way. Tell them we miss them. We'd like to see them again. Amen. Awesome. Praise the Lord. And I meant to tell you that. I thought I'd tell you right now. Amen. God's good. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. There was a word that stuck out to me in both of the songs that we sang tonight, and I feel like God's directed this. He's doing something, but I want to talk to us tonight about surrender. 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 It's not something that's popular to the world, but it's altogether different when you surrender to Jesus. Amen. Lord, thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit that's moving. I pray that you'd help us, help me in preaching, Lord. Help us to follow the leading of your spirit. Lord, we want to walk in the Holy Ghost. We want to be led in the Holy Ghost tonight. I pray that you would minister and work in us. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Please be seated. In the year of 1862, anybody remember that? Nope. Anybody remember 1962? Most of you don't remember that. Some of you do. In the year 1862, during the American Civil War, it was at the battle for Fort Donelson near the Tennessee and Kentucky border that General U.S. Grant of the Union Army received a request for terms of surrender from the Confederate General Buckner. General Grant replied that no terms except in an unconditional and immediate surrender could be accepted. This was one of the Union Army's first victories in the Civil War. And when news got back to Washington, D.C., the newspapers wrote that General Grant's first two initials, U.S., stood for unconditional surrender, which later became his nickname. Since then, the term has been used in various battles and wars, including World War II with Germany and Japan. Unconditional surrender is a surrender where there are no guarantees, reassurances, or promises given to the surrendering party. It's often demanded with the threat of complete destruction. I wonder how this might relate to our lives as Christians. Because often we want to surrender to God on our own terms. A conditional surrender. Well, God, I'll give you this, but I want to hold on to that. Lord, I'll let you have control of my life, all except this one certain area. Or maybe it's, God, I'll let you work and I'll let you move however you want to, as long as you don't ask me to do that one thing. There is a call going out for unconditional surrender. And with God, anything other than unconditional surrender is not truly a surrender at all. But God is looking for our whole heart tonight. Jesus said the first commandment is to love God with all our heart, and all our soul, and all our mind, and all our strength. That's unconditional surrender. Hallelujah. To the world today, that word surrender is something negative. Because our flesh likes to stay in control. To this flesh does not want to be denied and to surrender our will and to submit to the plan of God in our life. That's not something that's appealing to the world. To the world, surrender means defeat. But in the kingdom of God, surrender means victory. Hallelujah. Surrender means success. Surrender means we've won the battle. Hallelujah. We've won the battle over our flesh. We've won the battle against the things in this world. We've won the battle against the enemy of our soul. To surrender as a child of God means we have won. Hallelujah. I do feel tonight that I've been sent with a message from the Lord. I believe God has directed us here tonight that we're to reach for every heart and every mind and for every person in this house to completely surrender to God. Amen. To not hold anything back tonight. For there to be an unconditional surrender of your heart to God and to His will, to give up control. It doesn't mean defeat, but it's so that we can have complete victory and obtain the favor of the Lord in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ died that we can have a life and life more abundantly. If you're not having a life that's more abundant, you need to surrender to Him. You need to surrender to Him. You need to put up the white flag and say, hey, it's not on my terms anymore. It's not what I want, but it's what You want, Lord. Let Your will be done in me. God, I'm sorry for the things I've been holding back. I give it up, Lord. I surrender to You. Hallelujah. A man's heart, according to Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God, direct our steps. Order our steps. So many times we get up in the morning and we've got our to-do list. We've got to get to work and we've got to go buy and pick up this at the store and we've got to go to the post office and we've got to go pay this bill and we've got to, man, we're busy. What about if we got up in the morning and said, Lord, what do You want me to do today? Would You order my to-do list? Would You direct my steps? Would You order my path today so that wherever I go, I'm not just going in my own wisdom. I'm not just doing what I want to do, but Lord, I'm following Your will. I'm following Your purpose. Hallelujah. And every student I walk by in the halls of my school, Lord, let my steps be ordered so I'll be in the right place at the right time to share Your love. And when I get on the job, Lord, let my steps be ordered so somebody can look at me and say, what are you so happy about? And I can tell them because I'm not living for myself, but I'm living for Jesus. He set me free. He's washed me with His blood. He's cleansed my mind and heart. He delivered me from drugs and alcohol. I want my steps to be directed by the Lord. Wherever You want me to go, God, whatever You want me to do, Lord, direct this day. I surrender. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Sometimes we're so busy at trying to do God's job for Him. Well, I got to go fix this. I got to go find this out. I got to go make a way. And I got to go. All of this stuff we're trying to do for the Lord. It'd be better for us to go spend a little time in prayer and say, God, I don't know. I give up. I surrender, Lord. Amen. I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't have the answers. I don't know exactly where I need to go and how I need to work this out. And so, Lord, I pray that You would be what You are. Be the God of creation. Be the God of salvation. Lord, I'm going to just be still and know that You are God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we're under pressure, it's hard to be still, but we need to just take a moment and take a few deep breaths and just be still in the presence of God. Be still in the goodness of God. Be still and seek after His will and His plan. Amen. Sometimes we're running around thinking, well, I got to go here. I got to go do that. No, just be still. How many times does somebody say, hey, pastor, I got this opportunity, or, you know, I might be moving here, I might be doing that. And sometimes I just want to tell them, no, be still. Be still. There's sometimes people want to, they see the grass on the other side, they think it's greener, they get over there, they realize, oh, no, it's greener over there. No, it's, you know what, where I was, that's where it was greener. Help us, Lord. Jeremiah, I'm not going to be long in preaching tonight. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's been thinking about your life. God's been dreaming up things for your life. He's been dreaming up what he's going to do. He's been imagining and saying, well, I could do this, or I could do that, or I could open this door, or I could make a way here. Verse 12, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. We're looking for the answers everywhere else. Why don't we stop and be still and seek the Lord and seek his will and seek his purpose and seek his plan. When we seek him, we're going to find him when we search for him with all our heart. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1. Ezekiel says, afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south of the side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. After he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. The Spirit of God brought Ezekiel to the temple. And if you notice here, it didn't bring him to a king's palace. Didn't bring him to some government building. It wasn't to a shopping center or some place of business. It was God's house. And Ezekiel sees something in the temple, coming out of the temple, that he's never seen before. It's a river flowing directly from it. There is a river that comes from the presence of God. There is a river that is flowing. It is the presence of God. It's the goodness of God. It's the will of God. Amen. And it's coming from the presence of God. That's the only place we can find it. It's not coming from a king's palace. It's not coming from a government building. It's not coming from a place of business. It's not coming from a bank down the street. It's coming from the presence of God. There is a river that only comes from the presence of God. But if we will get in the river, come on, if we will get in the river, God is going to show us some things that we could not do ourselves. God is going to do some things that are going to blow our minds. God is going to make a way where there seems to be no way. If we will get in the river. Hallelujah. Come on, too many of us been looking at the river. We've been watching the river. We've been taking notice of the river, but we haven't got in the river. Come on, it's time to jump in. It's time to say, I'm not holding back anymore. I'm ready to get in the middle of what God wants to do. I'm ready to surrender, and I'm ready to get in the flow and let the Spirit of God work and move through me. That river was not something that Ezekiel was supposed to just stand there and watch. He wasn't supposed to just stand back and look at it. Or think about it, or try to figure it out. It was something that he was supposed to get into it. The things of God are things we have to experience. Welcome to the experience, church. Amen. There's some things of God I can tell you about it. I can write a blog post about it. I can record a podcast about it. I can develop a whole website to it. We can go on YouTube and all of that, but sometimes you just got to experience it for yourself. You got to taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on, somebody tonight, stop holding back and say, I want everything that God has for me. I'm going to get in the river. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to let God have control. Hallelujah. There was waters to the ankles, and then there was water to the knee. Then there was water to the waist. Finally, there was waters to swim in. As he went further and further, the depth of his experience matched the depth of the river. He had to keep going to get deeper, until finally the water is over Ezekiel's head and all he could do was swim. In our walk with God, there's always more. There's always more. We've never gone as far as we can go with the Lord. What we've experienced thus far is only the beginning. But just as Ezekiel progressed from the ankles to the knees to the waist to water over his head, there is a depth in the things of God where we can no longer touch the ground. But the only way for us to navigate the river is we got to swim. We got to swim. There's a call going forth tonight for us to go deeper in the things of God, deeper in his presence, deeper into prayer, deeper in faith, deeper in worship, deeper in our trust of God, deeper in our commitment, deeper in holiness, deeper in our relationship with God. There's too many that are content just with the surface level with God. Why is that? Because they want to stay in control. The deep things of God require for us to give up control. The deep things of God require us to swim. The deep things of God require us to say, God, this is not me, this is all you, and you get the glory and you get the praise. Come on, the deep things of God require us to be carried along by the current of the Spirit of God, to go where he directs us to go, where we're not in control anymore, but we're completely surrendered to him. We've given up control and we've said, God, I'm yours 100%. I'm not holding anything back, but I surrender everything. Unconditional surrender. Somebody here tonight, you need to give in to that urge, that tug against your heart right now. You need to make up your mind, I'm going to completely surrender to God. I'm going to quit trying to figure it out myself, and I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to stop doing it on my own terms, but I'm going to let God have his way completely in my life. Trade in that ankle deep experience. Go a little deeper. Go a little deeper. Get out to your knees and don't stop there, but go out to your waist and then don't stop there, but watch the Spirit of God move. Don't stay there. Get out to where you gotta swim. Get out to where you can't touch the bottom anymore. Get out to where you have to say, God, I'm trusting you because I don't know where this current's going and I don't know exactly what you're doing, but I'm gonna flow with it. I'm gonna let you move. I'm gonna let you work, God. If you want me to talk to that person, I'll speak a word of faith. If you want me to go there, Lord, I'll do it by faith. God, whatever you want, you're in control. Amen. I remember going to swimming lessons as a kid. Anybody remember that? Now, sometimes they just take you and just throw you in the water and let you figure it out. But I went to swimming lessons. Swimming lessons. I guess, swimming. The first thing they teach you is how to float. And that instructor would hold their hands out like this and help you learn how to float. I can remember, I was only 3 or 4 years old. I didn't trust that instructor. I didn't know who they were. First time I ever met them, it's a strange person. I'm in water that I can't touch the bottom anymore, and I'm scared, and I got a death grip holding on to them. Finally, they got me to where I could float, and finally I learned how to swim. They took me up on the high dive and let me jump off and swim, and that was the highlight of the week, you know. Some of you, you're not trusting God. Lord, I'm going to hold on because I got to stay in control. Because I really don't know, God, if you've got my best interest in mind. And I don't really know, Lord, if you can get me out of this. And I really don't know, Lord, if you know where I'm at and what I'm going through. And so I'm going to hold on because I've got to stay in control. Some of you have been looking up at other people. They've been jumping off the high dive. They've been going into the deep. They've been diving. They've been doing all this other stuff, and you're still got your, you're just dipping your toe in the water and say, ooh, it's, I don't know about that. No, no. And somebody needs to stop dipping your toe, and you can just go ahead and wade on in. Lord, have your way. Work and move in me, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to tell you, the call of God has been reaching for some of our lives, and we've been standing back. God's saying, come on, why don't you pray? Why don't you spend time with me in relationship every single day? Why don't you spend 30 minutes in prayer? Why don't you spend an hour in prayer? Come on, every day, just do it. Just step out in faith, and you're holding back. Come on, you're never going to experience the deep things of God, the miraculous, the supernatural, unless you learn how to spend time with the Lord in prayer. Somebody needs to release everything, and you need to yield to the Spirit of God. You need to trust that God's going to keep you afloat. When we release everything, we start out floating in faith. We're just trying to keep our head up above the water. But as we learn to trust God, we then progress to swimming. The deep things of God are beyond our control. The deep things of God are not in the shallow end of the pool. The deep things of God are not where we can say, well, look what I did, and look what I accomplished, and look how I opened the door, and look how I made a way. The deep things of God is where we don't have any more control. We're just going as we're led by the Spirit. Somebody get out of the shallow end of the pool. You need to launch into the deep. You need to surrender God to God completely. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. There's cares of life. Cares of life. Have you ever felt the cares of life? Some of you are feeling the cares of life right now. And you can almost see it when you look at you, because your shoulders are literally perhaps hurting because you're so burdened down by the cares of life. You're tired and you carry that stress, and your neck and your shoulders tight, and you got a heavy burden there because you got family stuff, and you got financial trouble, and you got health issues, and you got it's rough on the job, and school's been tough, and maybe you're dealing with social pressure or peer pressure, or maybe you've got pressure on you to be perfect, and pressure to keep with others, and I was praying about this today, and all of a sudden I realized I got pressure on me that I didn't even know was there. You want to talk about pressure, trying to find a way to have revival and how to grow a church, and you got people that aren't living right, and got people that haven't been to church, and got all this, and it's pressure. It's pressure. And some of you are working and serving at the church and ministry, and that's just pressure on top of other pressure. And you feel it, and everywhere you go, and your heart feels it, and you're tired, and you're wore out, and the enemy reminds you that you've got all this trouble and all this stuff that you're dealing with, and you're thinking, well, what fun is it living for God if I got to carry all this? And what fun is it serving in ministry if I've got to carry this big load and this weight of all of this? I've come to tell somebody tonight, you're trying to control it. I can't grow a church. I've just figured out I can't do it. Maybe there's some other pastors they can, but I can't. I can't grow a church. God's got to do it. God's got to do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you can't save your lost child. And you can't reach your lost husband or your lost wife. And you can't deliver somebody from the addiction that's got them bound. But I tell you who can: Jesus Christ. Somebody trust the Lord. Somebody just let go and say, God, he's yours. She's yours. This situation is yours. I surrender. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God cares for what you're going through. God cares for your family. God cares for your life. Just give it to the Lord. Somebody say, Lord, I give you all of the stress, all of the burden, all of the trouble. I turn it over to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, remember that old song that said, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. And you can smile the rest of the day. It's a pretty good one. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, and do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Would you stand with me in closing today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our text says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Every once in a while, we'll be traveling. The GPS, we'll be running the GPS, and I recommend, even if you know where you're going, keep the GPS up, because sometimes you get a little message that says, there's a shorter way. And I've had times that I was driving, and I thought, no, I know where to go. Siri, what are you doing? You don't know. I know. There's a place we go when we're going to Texas. We go through Arkansas. Oh, it's miserable because it's two lanes and there's construction. There's been construction for ever since I remember. So 40-something years, okay? There's been construction. I don't know who's getting all that money, but somebody's making a lot of money not doing anything. And there's always wrecks and stuff that happens there. And we were driving through and I kept seeing this message. No, I don't want to go. No, stop that. And all of a sudden I looked, and what should have been like an 8-hour trip turned into like a 12-hour trip because traffic was stopped and there was no way to get around after you went to a certain point. And when you're there, you're stuck. You need to start paying attention to the spiritual GPS. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Sometimes God's saying, this is the path I want you to take. But no, God, I've got my plans. I've got somewhere else to be. I've got my dreams. I've got everything all figured out. No, but this is the plan I want you to take. But God, that's going to require some stuff that I'm not ready for. That's going to mean some sacrifice that I really don't want to have to sacrifice, Lord. And I'd rather keep hold of some things. And I'd rather stay where I'm in control. But if you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He's going to direct your paths. Surrender. 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 Hallelujah. I'm going to pray a prayer of surrender tonight. Because I just feel that some of you have been carrying so many burdens. So much stuff. And really, when you think about it, it's not things that you can change. It's not stuff that you can do any about. Now, if you don't have any money and you're not working a job, I tell you how to fix it. You can find a job. In fact, there's some places now paying a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money just for entry-level jobs. You don't have to have any skills. Just go walk in and say, I need a job, and they'll hire you. So if that's the issue, go get a job, right? You can do something about that, but there's some other things you can't do anything about. I can pray, I can trust God, I can believe for it, but then sometimes I just gotta say, God, I trust you. I trust you. And so we're gonna pray a prayer that surrenders these cares to the Lord. In closing, if you feel that might be for you, I want you to come to this altar right now and just come and surrender. Come and surrender. Lord, I'm surrendering. Hallelujah. Just a moment. We're going to pray a prayer all together. And I want you to all pray, kind of lead us in that prayer. But I just want your heart to come in a mode of surrender. God, I'm not in control. I've tried. I've really tried to fix things. I've really tried to make a way. But Lord, I've got to trust you. I've got to trust you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that situation, that circumstance, that problem, that need, that family situation. Maybe it's finances, whatever it is. I want you to think about it, and I want you to close your eyes, and literally, I want you to see yourself laying it at the foot of the cross, laying it on the altar. God, I'm relinquishing control. Because you're in control. And you know the way that I take. And when you've tried me, I'm going to come forth as gold. I want you to come on, see yourself laying that lost husband, that lost wife, that lost child. See, you're laying them at the foot of the cross. You're relinquishing control. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I wonder if you'd pray this with me. God, I've been carrying so many burdens. Come on, would you pray that? I've been carrying burdens of circumstance, relationships. Right now, I choose to lay all my cares and all my worries and all my fears and all the things I can't change. I choose to lay them at your feet. I lay them on your altar. I lay my spouse on your altar. I can't control it. I give it to you. I lay my children on your altar. I can't control them. I'm going to have to give it to you. Fill in the blank. Whatever it is, I lay it on the altar right now. God, you are my supply. Hallelujah. And you alone can move in my circumstances. And so right now, I give them to you, and I trust you with them right now. I trust you with them, Lord. I surrender in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I surrender, Lord. I'm ready to go deeper. I'm ready to go deeper to a place where I'm not in control and where I don't have everything figured out. But Lord, I'm hungry to see the supernatural. I'm hungry to launch out into the deep. I'm hungry to experience the things that you've ordered, God, that you have designed for me. And so I'll go forward, Lord, even if I can't touch ground anymore, even if I'm not in control anymore. Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, let God call you to a deeper relationship. Let him call you to a deeper place in prayer. Let him call you to a deeper place in commitment. Come on. come on, it's going to require a deeper level of commitment if you want to go deeper. But God, if you can let him do it, he's got great things in store for you that you'll never experience in the shallow end. Come on, you got to go deeper. You've got to let God have his way. You've got to surrender to him right now. Hold anything back, but Lord, I unconditionally surrender. I give up, Lord. I trust you with everything in my life. In Jesus' name.